Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Tuesday. The Dom Giordano program. Big issues, big guests. And boy, you could tell we didn't have enough phone lines when we talked about the tax plan. It's getting back in the news by the end of this week and next week and before Thanksgiving. It'll be huge news. Joining us with a big aspect of this, Linda McMahon, top entrepreneur, somebody, yes, it is one of the McMahons, DJ, my son, big wrestling fan. So I had Linda McMahon on today. She's now the head of the Small Business Administration in the Trump thing. And this plan, I do think, helps small business people. Secretary McMahon joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Linda McMahon, welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you very much, Dom. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, I think you were a perfect fit to head up this group, given how entrepreneurial you've been over the years and your experience running for office. So it was a great choice to see you there. Can you tell us in detailed manner, how do you think the proposal, both on, let's start with the House side, how does it help small business people?
Well, I think if you really look at proposals from both sides,
okay,
and I don't think that they're really all that far apart. I mean, we can parse through things, but
let me challenge that, if you mind. The Senate plan, to me, does not give the property tax exemption, and also Linda does not kick in to 2019. That is a big mistake to me.
Well, I think we'd all like to see it kick in sooner. I think the process is working well. And here's what I mean by that. The House has introduced its version. The Senate has introduced its version. And now we're in what really ought to be the way that our legislative process works. There is that, that discourse back and forth. There's an amendment that was, offered in the House bill that, we had the 12% bracket that was reduced to the 9% bracket, which I do think it will help small businesses, give them, a little bit more of a tax cut during that, for that particular bracket of income. So I'm really pleased to see that the system is working the way it should. You know, when I was the CEO and I wanted to strike a new deal, enter a new contract relationship, whatever it was that process of going back and forth. Both sides came to the table. And when the deal actually got done, when if it was something we really, really wanted to do, at my company, in the end, we walked away from the table with both sides getting some of what they wanted, but not all of what they wanted, but basically was beneficial to both parties. And I think that's what we're going to see when our tax reform bill gets passed.
So you believe, though, but I don't see how it's beneficial to the country or the Trump administration if this kicks in 2019. I think it's got to kick in 2018.
Oh, I would really very much like to see it kick in 2019, but that's really just the 20% deduction that we're talking about. The other aspects, would kick in January. So it doesn't delay deducting that full cost of the capital investment in 2018. It doesn't delay those things.
Okay.
It's really delaying that 20% reduction for corporate taxes.
Can you explain, I think I have a handle on it now. I've had my own small business, but nothing where it was brick and mortar, day to day. It was like in the summertime, I ran a camp, stuff like that. So I didn't have to worry about the pass-through sort of stuff. And really giving relief to small business on that.
Well, clearly that pass-through income, and that is what a lot of our sole proprietorships or LLCs are, they are pass-through income. So I think giving them relief in all of the marginal rates, just like everyone else would have participated in, except again now for the 9% bracket that's been introduced, I think that really is incredibly beneficial for small business owners. And I've heard that. Part of what I'm doing as the head of SBA is touring the country. I'm visiting all of our 68 business district offices. And while I'm there, I meet with small businesses. I have business roundtables. I tour small businesses. And I'm hearing firsthand from those small business owners that, you know, having that reduction in their taxes will absolutely make it possible for them to invest more in their businesses. And that's to a single business I've talked to, that is what they want to do. They want to continue to be able to grow their business, and a reduction in taxes would help them do that. And that's good for our economy.
Absolutely. Now, what else are part of the top-of-the-line things for you at the Small Business Administration to help small business? I think, first of all, having someone in there who's sensitive to their needs. You've run a bigger business, exactly, but you're sensitive to entrepreneurs and what it's like to do this. And I think probably when you started, it wasn't anywhere near the giant it is now. So you're sensitive to that. What else are they telling you that small business needs?
Well, it's interesting that you raise, you know, a little bit of my background, because, yes, the company that I helped, you know, found and grow, I started with my husband and I sharing a desk in our basement.
Mm-hmm.
And when President-elect Trump asked me to head the SBA, he said he wanted someone who had walked in the shoes, who had absolutely built a business and understood successes and failures of being in business. And so I really do bring that perspective to the table for small businesses. And when I talk to them about being bankrupt, because I've been there and I know what issues, you know, that comprises. When we talk about cash flow management, when we talk about the impact of taxes and regulations on business, I fully understand, you know, what they're talking about. And in the tax environment and in the regulatory environment that, you know, we are looking at with small businesses, they really do want relief. And, you know, being able to do things like expense investment of capital in the first year is a big incentive. Just recently, I was at two business roundtables, and on two different occasions in two different states, the CEO of the small business that I was talking to said that they had profits at the end of the year, and their tax accountant was advising them to spend those profits, you know, to buy more equipment or whatever, just to avoid paying taxes.
Right.
So you shouldn't have to make investment decisions on whether or not you have had a profit in your business. You should be able to make those decisions because it's the right decision for the investment at the time. So that's, you know, one of the issues with small businesses that have pass-through income. You're taxed on those profits as income, whether or not you take it or leave it in the company. And so it makes you make decisions that might not be right for the time. And I think it's a big benefit to small businesses to be able to take that write-off.
Well, I'm very glad you're there. As I said, I thought it was a great fit, your background, and somebody sensitive to the needs of these people. So glad to have you on board here in Philadelphia. I hope we speak again in the very near future.
Thanks so much, Dom. Keep doing what you're doing.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.